Little boy, sing a lullaby. is the eve of Christmas, a time when our longing for God's presence among us is fulfilled. Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of the Christ child. The hope, peace, joy, and love of the entire world are fully realized in this tiny baby, sent to live among us as a human being and to walk with us on the paths of our lives. O Emmanuel,
God with us, as you let your light shine before all, help us be a light to the world.
Beloved of God, as we celebrate the birth of the Holy Child, let the light of Christ so enter our hearts and minds that with simple faith and true hope, we may at this time hasten to Bethlehem to see the baby lying in a manger. Amen. God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we who have known the mystery of that light on earth may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from Paul's letter to Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. I was in fifth grade, sitting in a classroom in Aikahi Elementary School in Kailua, Hawaii, when I heard about the eruption of Mount St. Helens. Like most of my classmates, I thought I already had a pretty good sense of the power of volcanoes. We had all seen eruptions and lava flows, either in person or in pictures, as part of learning about our home state's ecology, culture, and history. But I don't think anyone was fully prepared for what happened in Washington State that spring day in 1980. For those of you here who are too young to remember it, you should know that the eruption of Mount St. Helens was truly massive and devastating. It began with an earthquake that triggered the largest landslide in recorded history. The eruption itself scattered ash across 12 states, and the force of it blasted 1,300 feet off the top of the volcano, flattening forests, melting snow and ice, and generating massive mud flows. And 57 people lost their lives. Eyewitnesses reported an eerie sense of apocalypse as they were menaced by clouds of ash so dense that day seemed to turn to night. The writer Deborah Reinstra noted that the destruction of the area all around the volcano appeared so complete that, quote, everyone assumed life could return to this apocalyptic death zone only very slowly, maybe over several human lifetimes. Instead, though, new life began to appear quite quickly. Today, the mountainsides are covered with lush grasses, prairie lupins, alders, critters scamper, and streams flow. The primary reason for this unexpected restoration is something that biologists call refugia, or hidden pockets of life in otherwise desolate landscapes. In the case of Mount St. Helens, it seems that some of those trees that fell during the landslide actually created little shelters that the ash and mud and whatever else just washed over, allowing the life underneath enough oxygen and space and light to survive and ultimately to spread. That life was often just a patch of moss or a family of voles or some similarly humble, ordinary creature. And that's exactly how refugia work. As Reinstra puts it, from all of these small sanctuaries, life reemerges and the world is renewed. The Christmas story, as told in the Gospel of Luke, also features a small hidden sanctuary out of which the world is renewed. The story focuses on humble people, shepherds and peasants living far from the centers of power and influence, who nonetheless live under the thumb of empire. They surely thought that it would take many long generations before any hope of liberation or new life could come to their nation. Among these simple people are Mary and Joseph, an ordinary couple, far from home, buffeted about by the whims of the powerful when the time comes for their baby to be born. There was no special birthing suite, no midwife or doctor, no gender reveal party documented lovingly on Instagram. The high point of this story is almost ridiculously mundane. An ordinary, vulnerable baby is born to ordinary, humble parents. One of the details we all remember for its poignancy is that they have to place their newborn son in a manger, a feeding trough, because there was no room for them in the inns of that out-of-the-way, one-horse town. That manger, though, what a hidden miracle it sheltered. What a sanctuary, a refugium it turned out to be. In a world overwhelmed by the ashy darkness of war and oppression, there was finally a place for the hopes and fears of all the years to find purchase and shelter. For a people whose every move, every decision took place under the long, dark, cruel shadow of empire, that tiny flicker of light from within a stable was enough to keep hope and faith alive. It turns out that even on Christmas Eve, though, we're not meant to linger too long at the manger. Like all such refugia, its ultimate purpose is not to be a permanent place of retreat, but rather to be a starting point, the beginning of something bigger. And so before long, we have shepherds and angels and even wise men coming to see the baby and share in the miracle of hope lying in a manger. Small and fragile and seemingly ordinary as this child was, word quickly spread that because of him, the world would never be the same. In speaking of refugia, Deborah Reinstra says that God loves to work in small, humble, hidden places. The Christmas story is a powerful reminder of this truth. And more. It was out of love that God chose the little town of Bethlehem. And it was out of love that God chose the humble family of Mary and Joseph. It was out of love that God sent his messengers, the angels, to share the good news of great joy to shepherds who were some of the poorest and humblest people around. And it was from God's deepest and truest love that God chose to be born as one of us, an ordinary human being. When we celebrate Christmas, we are not only celebrating this great event from the past, a miracle that happened 2,000 years ago. We are also celebrating the gloriously impossible reality that God's love of the humble, the hidden, and the ordinary is still at work in the world today. Friends, I can imagine that many of us here tonight identify with the words of the prophet Isaiah. We know what it is like to walk in darkness and even to dwell in a land, a time, a world of deep darkness. You may be going through your own landslide of grief or avalanche of fear and anxiety. You may not be feeling especially faithful, joyful, or triumphant. You may be here for no reason other than a nameless longing in your heart or a restless feeling in your soul. And I am here to tell you that that is enough and more than enough. God loves humble, hidden places and ordinary, uncertain people. God, in other words, loves you, loves me, loves all of us. On this holy night, I want to invite us to see this church, this gathering of ordinary people, as a shelter, a refugium, a little circle of light and safety where we can rest our weary souls. Tonight is the night to soak in the sounds and smells of Christmas, the twinkling lights, the taste of bread and wine. We can hear the truth of the old songs and stories and let them settle in our bones, knowing they are a gift meant for us. Like Mary, we can and should take the time to treasure it all and ponder it in our hearts. The world is a better place because we have these refugia. When we pause here for a moment, even for just this one night, our hearts are better prepared to become a sanctuary for God and a place of refuge for others. For tonight, we only have to look to the margins, to the small, humble places, to see where God is at work, and trust that our work is to be there too. And for tonight, that is enough. Or as that beloved hymn puts it, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for God's holy church and for the world, which God made and loves.
Lord God, ruler of the universe, we thank you that you hear us when we pray. We are grateful for all your gifts to us, especially the gift of your Son, who came to live a human life with us. As you guided the Magi to Bethlehem by a star, guide us to come worshipfully to you. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people.
We pray on this Christmas Eve for our world. We pray for those who govern and hold positions of authority among the nations. Lord, you sent your news of peace and goodwill to shepherds and sent them to see the babe lying in a manger. Let your good news be fulfilled everywhere on earth for all people. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray for your church. We pray especially for our presiding Bishop Sean, our Bishop Megan, and for all who serve Christ and build up the beloved community. By your Spirit, strengthen your people for their work and ministry. As you sent your angels to share the good news, send us to show your light to the world. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray for one another, for our grandparents, parents, children, and all family and friends, through whom we learn to love and be loved. We thank you for all who care for us, as Joseph cared for his family, and we ask you to help us love one another, as you first loved us. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
We pray for those who are sorrowful, distressed, or lonely. We pray for all people who have to be separated from loved ones on this holy night. We ask you to comfort us as Mary comforted the baby Jesus. We ask for the grace to serve you as we find you in the poor, the hungry, the homeless, and the sick. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth.
O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
You may be seated for the announcements. I will keep this brief. You do have a yellow announcement sheet, just like on Sunday mornings. It has some of the rest of our service schedule and some other things happening throughout the season of Christmas, which of course, as you know, begins tonight and goes through the next 12 days. We did want to make sure that you know that our Christmas offering plate has a recipient. We do this every year. If you're new to St. Martin's, you might not know this, that when we pass the plate for any of our Christmas services, we choose another organization to give that money to, an organization out in the community. And so our designated recipient this year is the Belfry. The Belfry is the Episcopal Lutheran Student Campus Ministry, and they are in need of a new kitchen, like really, really, really in need. So we're going to start at least to help them with their stove and then see what else we can do to make it a more welcoming little place of refuge for our beloved students. Lots of other things on here. Thank yous to everyone who helped put the church together for Christmas. We're all still kind of living with the glow of being back under our stained glass ceiling. And just lots of good things happening in the next few weeks. So I urge you to take this home with you. If you're not familiar with how we do communion at St. Martin's, we ask you to come forward down the center aisle and then choose a side. On this side, I intinct the bread into the wine and hand that to you. On this side, the bread and the chalice with the wine are separate. All of our bread tonight is gluten-free, so you don't have to ask for gluten-free if you need it. We'll all get the same thing. You can also come forward and cross your arms, indicating you would just like to receive a blessing. And if you can't come forward, if it's hard for you to get up here, just let an usher know, and we'll be sure to bring communion to you. Did I forget anything? All right. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfectly human of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. For in these last days you sent Jesus to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In Christ, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In Christ, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember Christ's death, we proclaim Christ's resurrection, we await Christ's coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Savior of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through whom we are acceptable to you, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. no nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Please rise for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May Almighty God, who sent his Son to take our nature upon him, bless you in this holy season. Scatter the darkness of sin and brighten your heart with the light of his holiness. May God, who sent his angels to proclaim the good news of the Savior's birth, fill you with joy and make you heralds of the gospel.
Amen.
May God, who in the Word made flesh, joined heaven to earth and earth to heaven, give you his peace and favor.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.